You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM. Well, now we've come to a brand new segment on the show. It's a bit like the footy show. We're going to call it The Big Chat because this room, while we've been on air, but off microphone, it's been feeding them like that hasn't stopped. But I've been here on my own. No one talks to me. You'd be surprised to hear that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah. But anyway, the girls have all been chatting away to each other. So what I think we should entertain the listeners with now, folks, is our most memorable food or drink or beverage experience in 2018, and I'm going to give you 90 seconds each.
Who's first? Who's on first?
I think the first 90 seconds have just gone.
Yeah. Rita. You're chomping at the bit, I know.
Okay, most recent first, yep. Margaret River. Yep. Extraordinary restaurants and wineries and wonderful use of both local and sustainable food. That's the buzz thing for Lewin Estate at the moment, sustainable as well as local. So I ate the most gorgeous, gorgeous spring vegetables because one of the things they're concerned about there at Lewin, chef says, well, meat's pretty much always the same, but vegetables mark and fruit mark the change of seasons.
Right.
So there were fabulous dishes and a great dish that used asparagus and broad beans and fresh peas and fresh curd and a kind of lemongrass butter at the bottom.
Oh, that's interesting.
So really fresh spring flavours.
So they're happy to put some miles or kilometres on the food as long as it's in season.
Well, all of that was locally grown.
Right,
so
we
didn't need to fuss about that. But I was struck that there was Ora King Salmon on the menu and thinking, oh, that's a long way from Margaret River. But then we talked about it and realised it's about sustainability. And if locally grown isn't sustainable, then I reckon you're better going with sustainable.
Fair enough.
Like having imported basmati rice.
Yeah. So we should be eating the rice that's grown up in the country part of Australia that they reckon should never, ever grow rice. That's Leeton and that sort of area, isn't it?
Well, I'd rather eat rice that's grown sustainably, that's not guzzling water.
It is guzzling water up there, I believe.
I've spoken to a couple of growers who stamp their feet and say I'm quite wrong. And maybe
they have a vested interest, maybe. Well,
they do. Anyway, so winery restaurants in Margaret River were fabulous. Lewin Estate in particular, and Voyager Estate.
Yeah. That's the best South African building you've seen outside of South Africa, isn't it?
Weird. I still can't get my head around it. Oh, and the other thing in Margaret River is a Japanese restaurant called Miki.
Oh, didn't know about that one.
No. Really good. In an arcade. If no one told you about it, you'd never know. You'd walk past it thinking, well, that's not going to be any good.
No.
It was stunning.
In a cave, did you say?
An arcade.
Okay, that makes a little bit more
sense.
Now,
what about you, Adelaide?
I won't forget that because Mickey's the name of my niece. So I will remember. And she lives in Perth, so...
So what do you think,
that's
Adelaide? What was your experience?
I've had a few throughout the year, but I think a more recent memory is I think going to the Koi dessert bar is just never something you would regret. That's all desserts.
Koi, how do you spell that?
K-O-I. So
like
this
the
was
fish.
Started, I don't know a fish called koi.
Aren't those carp
Japanese?
Koi?
Japanese? Isn't it a Japanese fish?
Nothing to do with fish, is it, this dessert? I'm a bit worried already.
And the background to that name.
Yeah.
It became famous because it started by this guy who earned his fame on MasterChef for his desserts because they were just simply quite breathtaking.
Mm.
And right now he runs this shop in Sydney, a few shops in Sydney called Koi Dessert Bar, and he's run a pop-up in Melbourne, which I didn't have a chance to go, but I've been twice in Sydney, made a beeline for it. I've not regretted it. But the last thing that I did try there was this thing that looked like this dome with a pointy top, and it was purple, and it was gleaming, and it had yuzu in it, which... makes everything taste really...
Oh, yuzu. Anything with
better.
Yuzu is going to be good.
Yes. Oh. That's so what I was told. So
Greek
I
dessert.
Had to have this.
No, yuzu is a Japanese citrus.
Oh,
tastes,
I don't know about that.
Tastes like a cross between kumquat and lemon.
Oh, okay. All right. I like kumquat. That's good. What about you, Sue?
Well, I can't go past the Camino, the local food in the Western Spain.
That you had on the way.
Yes. I'd like to particularly note the scallops and the squid.
Right.
There's a cheese there called Ullo, which is peculiar to Western Spain, which was sort of like a buffalo cheese, but just beautiful.
Right.
And, of course, the wine, the white wine, the Albarino there, which at the time when we were in the Camino was just fantastic. But when we came back to Australia and tried it, just lacked it.
Now, one of the problems with Albarino in Australia is what people thought was Albarino turned out not to be.
Oh, was it a bit of a dodgy bottle?
Well, no, it wasn't a dodgy bottle. It was a grape variety, that was wrongly identified.
Ah, right, right. And so all that effort for no...
Well, yes, yeah, so that what everyone thought was Albarino turned out to be something called Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon, but Sauvignon.
Sauvignon, oh, okay. Well, now I'm totally confused.
Gosh, we're learning a lot here tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Tastings, please. So we
I did have a dim sim at South Melbourne Market, something my brother flies to Melbourne to do. I was a little bit disappointed, to be honest. They are big. But they're not the ones that Ken Louie used to make. When I worked there in the shoe store for a Jewish woman, she paid me 10 shillings one week and 14 shillings the next. So I learnt a little bit about commerce, but not the way you would expect.
Well, every experience is a learning experience.
It is, Rita. It is, absolutely.